Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos. And we also have on the show our producer, Christina Liu. And I don't believe it's the last segment. It flies when Judy's on the program with us. But we are speaking with the supervisor of the Town of North Hempstead, Judy Bosworth, and reviewing some of the stuff that she implemented to make life for the residents of the town of North Hempstead better. That's all the word has to be, better than it would have been in other places when people are going through such terrible times. Is this terrible? Yes. I'm not making light of it for anybody, any individual, any family. But fortunately, by living in the town of North Hempstead, we have some things that are going on for us that make life a little better. In that regard, we have movies and concerts. And Judy, tell us about that, because I know people are enjoying those things.
So we started planning for drive-in movies as soon as the pandemic seemed to be a reality. So as of March, we were set to go with drive-in movies. We may have been set to go, but the governor wasn't so sure. So we had all the logistics in place, and then lo and behold, and that's how we found out a lot of stuff. You know, Governor Cuomo had these wonderful press conferences, but oftentimes we found out what we were allowed to do by listening to the press conferences. And he made the statement, you know, a drive-in movies are terrific. That weekend, we started our first drive-in movie, and we've been having drive-in movies throughout the summer. We're having them, you know, in September as well. We're going to have a showing of Ghostbusters. And I can tell you that registration is required. You just need to call 311. Again, no charge. The drive-in movies were all without any fee. The only thing we asked that is if someone came to see the movie, that they brought a donation for a food drive. So either canned goods or some kind of non-perishable food, because what we are finding is that people are hurting, they're needing food, and the food pantries are in dire need of food. So that was, you know, what we asked. We also, when we were allowed, did drive-in concerts using the same, you know, philosophy, as well as concerts by candlelight. So the concerts by candlelight were actually in person. We designated seating circles that were 6 feet apart so that people would actually be able to be outside, hear a live concert, but do it in a safe way. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that we wanted to provide for our residents, because yes, there are a lot of things that we can't do, but there are a lot of things that we can do. And this is what we're doing is ever changing. We're adapting to whatever the new challenge is. We're coming into fall. We're going to have to think about what we're going to be doing now to provide different opportunities for our residents. And it's constantly reinventing what we can do. But I've got the most wonderful team. We had a business recovery team. It's still, we still have it, where we had members of our town council, as well as members of our staff, getting together to see what we could come up with that could support local business, what we could come up with that could help our local economy. So the, you know, I talked about the outdoor dining and the lift up program where we closed off streets. We had something where we have tents that religious organizations can put up or businesses can put up. We're waiving all the fees for the permits for the tents. You do need a permit. But we tried to put our heads together to find out what we could do to encourage our businesses to bring a sense of normalcy to our town.
If you wanted to donate to the food drive, how do you go about doing that?
North Hempstead Beach Park and Manor Haven Beach Park have areas where you can bring food.
Okay.
Okay, weekdays from 9 to 5.
Okay.
All right, and we wanted them outside so that no one had to go inside to bring anything. I mean, everything was really thought about how we could encourage people to lead their normal lives, but in a way that where they were safe. And so that's how you can do it. And it's great if you're able to do that.
You know, and I just want to say, I mean, it's just amazing. I wish I lived in the town of North Hempstead, but luckily I get to work for the town of North Hempstead.
You need to move.
I know, I don't know what I'm doing, but it's just to really, you know, even just working here and in my department and every department, and it's all because of your leadership, Judy. You know, it's really, you gave everyone the freedom to be creative and come up with these, you know, and like you said, every part of it is thought out. It's not just this like spur of a moment thing. I mean, it's so, you know, meticulously thought out to be done safely. And just the success of all these programs is just amazing. And it's a testament to you for allowing the departments that are under you to come up with these great ideas and makes it better for the residents. So thank you.
So I'm smart. I have really smart people working in the town and I listen to them.
Yeah.
That's the key.
You know, we do have to look into the fall because things are going to be, I mean, it's amazing. Like it's not over. So therefore we're going into the fall and what the town is going to be doing to keep residents occupied in October, November, December, January into the winter. But the one thing I want to make sure, and this food insecurity thing, which is the way it's termed, which I never heard of before. I'm amazed when you see the lines of cars at some of these spots. I never in my life would have thought there was so many people needing our food. But before we continue with our regular conversation, the census, and I definitely don't want Judy leaving before she talks about that, because that is such a vital thing for everybody, specifically within our town, but everybody within the state, within the country, wherever you are, the census is so important.
So John, thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak about that. We just have another few weeks. There are another few weeks where we can get the census filled out. There are some, it's so interesting because there are some areas that are harder to get to than others. One of them is Great Neck. One of them is Newcastle, where we need to be encouraging people to actually fill out the census. And it's nothing, there's no downside to doing that. And it's so important that our town have its people counted, that our county has its people counted, that Long Island has our people counted, that we're not underrepresented. Because the census will determine for the next 10 years, our representation in Congress, how many congressional members that we have, the kind of funding that we get, whether it's for Project Head Start or, you know, any of the other government funded things. They're determined by your population. So it is just so very, very important to be counted. It's, you know, like I count, you count, we all count. I will say for the people who are listening, you can call, you can make a phone call. You can fill out the census by calling. And the number is 844-330-2020. I'm going to say it again. 844-330-2020. You can do it online. It's my2020census.gov, G-O-V. I'll say that again. my2020census.gov. And I just urge everyone who's listening, if you haven't already filled out the census, please, please do so. It's so important for all of us in terms of the services and the things that we'll be able to do in our town as a result of making sure that all the people who live here are counted.
I agree with Judy 100%. And it costs nothing either. This is maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10. I don't remember. I did it a while ago. I don't think it is 10 minutes.
No, not even.
Yeah, the little bit of information they want, you send it back. I did it online.
In theory, we all supposed to receive a census request in the mail, right? And what we're saying is that if you didn't get something in the mail, make sure you call or go online to take care of it. I like you, John, I remember getting it it feels like a couple of months ago.
Yeah, me too.
You know, where we filled it out already, but.
Well, they've extended it because of the challenges of COVID. And so that's why it's so important. Whether you got it in the mail or you didn't get it in the mail, if you're living here, you're entitled to fill out the census, make a phone call. And it's not to make a phone call to get something sent to you. It's you make the phone call and that's it. You're filling out the census. Or you go online, you're filling out the census. And it's just so very, very important that everyone who lives here is counted.
I think people have to understand that this is not like an I spy activity. This is a productive tool that people use to figure out how to allot funds and whatnot to the population of the country. I think some people have an attitude that the government is going to spy on them with the census, but that's not really what this is all about.
No, they're not allowed to. It really is not that at all. It's just a matter of filling it out and be counted.
This is one of those. Okay, go ahead, Judy.
No, I was just going to say thank you.
Oh, I was going to say this is one of those typical things where the people that don't fill it out are the ones 2 years from now are going to be complaining because they're not getting something. And it's like, guess what? If you had filled it out and the other 3,000 people in that area, you would have had maybe a service because it would have showed you needed that service. But if nobody's filling it out, when we look at a graph or a map of the country, we'll say, oh, we don't need any services there because there's nobody living there, basically. Well, you know, I mean, I'm exaggerating, but that's the concept. You have to fill it out. If you want to be counted, you want to be part of anything specifically, we're talking North Hempstead, fill it out and be one of us, so to speak. You were saying something, Otto?
No. a rare moment, John. I wasn't saying anything. Usually I'm trying to interrupt. But
no, I thought you were. That's why.
I was just listening and my brain was blank.
Don't tell that to
you. Processing all the information.
That's a first. I've never heard that.
That's the truth. We're basically, what time is it? We have a few more minutes, which is good. From Judy's perspective, I'm not putting you on the spot. Is there anything else?
Yes.
Significant? Because otherwise.
There is.
I'm going to keep talking. Again.
Okay. Do you mind?
No, absolutely not. No, okay. I want you whatever you want.
So we still are doing our Sunday drop-off events, you know, the stop events, and that's done by the town's Solid Waste Management Authority. So residents can continue to drop things off. It's every other Sunday. The next Sunday one is this Sunday, September 20th, from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. After that, it's Sunday, October 4th. 2 weeks later, it's Sunday, October 18th. The things that are accepted are recyclables, e-waste, yard waste, household project waste, no commercial waste is accepted. And then we have our final stop program, that's Stop Throwing Out Pollutants, on Saturday, October 17th and Sunday, October 18th at North Hempstead Beach Park. On those 2 days, you can dispose of aerosols, household chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, fertilizers, bulbs, thermostats, rechargeable and lithium batteries, TVs and computers. And those 2 days will also be offering free shredding services. It's a limit of 6 banker boxes per car per day. But this is such a great service. It's done at North Hempstead Beach Park because it's a very, very large area. They can control the traffic flow, the cars. It's done in a safe way, a socially distant way. And it's another great service that the town provides.
Wonderful. And I just throwing quick. They actually took something out of my trunk a couple of years ago. They said, no, stay in the car, sir. I forget what it was, a computer or something. Just pop your trunk. They took it out. So for a senior, there's nothing better. Have your kids put it in your trunk and you bring it over and get rid of it. Judy, I want to thank you as always for taking the time. It flies by. I appreciate so much you coming on. And you'll be back again, maybe for Christmas. We'll do it for Christmas.
Okay, right. She'll be on our Christmas.
I love it. This was a wonderful show. We've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And we've been so fortunate to have the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead with us.
Thank you, and happy 9th anniversary.
All right, thank you.
Celebration, party.